Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jeremiah Field, the CEO and founder of Power Trucks USA Franchising, your local one-stop automotive accessory shop and service center. And Jeremiah, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Looking forward to hearing about Power Trucks USA and the franchising opportunity. So for starters, what products and services does Power Trucks USA provide? Let's start there.
So our niche is definitely the four-wheel drive aspect. But as far as products, we literally carry anything aftermarket, anything from Nitto tires to Fab Four bumpers, literally anything and everything that's aftermarket to any Jeep, trucks, pretty much vehicles, WeatherTech floor mats. I think we have about 8,000 different lines that we sell. Again, everything from lug nuts to window tint. We really are the one-stop automotive shop that allows you to do anything from the construction guy that's looking to get ladder racks and toolboxes all the way to the full-blown Jeep enthusiast that wants to go rock climbing tomorrow. You know, we kind of do it all.
Also, tell us, how does someone become a Power Trucks USA franchisee, and what is the process there for those that are already interested?
So the first thing we do is, you know, of course, we do a little bit of a courtship. We have an open discussion, open talk, make sure that they're a good candidate for us. I'm not including making sure that this is really what they're into. You know, we're probably a little bit more particular for the simple fact that we want passionate people. We want, this is more of a family type ordeal instead of just a quick go in and just try to, you know, run a business. We really are family oriented. We're definitely big into customer service. We're not making burgers. We're kind of making people live out their dreams and giving them what they expect. So we have a questionnaire, we talk, we meet, and then we kind of move forward with that. We help find locations, we, you know, do territory checks, make sure that there's nobody else in that area. We don't want you competing with another store. We want to make sure that every store has its own opportunity to do what they need to do, and without competition from our own stores, and really kind of give everybody a fair shake at it and support them as much as possible. You know, go in with our computer system, with our process, and lay it down and let them really hit the ground running. You know, all the stuff that I've learned over the last 15 to 20 years, we put into a process, and process makes perfect. And that would be the start of it, is just making sure that we're all adaptable and kind of the right fit, so to speak.
That certainly makes all the sense in the world, and not only does that benefit you at Power Trucks USA, but it would benefit the franchisee as well. What kind of experience are you looking for in a potential franchisee?
Absolutely. Everybody thinks a mechanical background is necessary. It's helpful. Knowing what a tire is and a rim is definitely is going to help you. Personally, a business background, somebody who understands customer service and understands getting business done, because at the end of the day, it's strictly about customer service. It's strictly about making customers happy, having people leave your store so excited they can't wait to tell 20 other people. So anybody who has had some sales experience, some background in business, is definitely easier to run the business than from a mechanical background. A mechanic could do it, but it's easier to find a mechanic than it is to find a salesperson or somebody who knows your books and can do that kind of stuff. So a little bit of a business background would be ideal, but honestly, it doesn't have to be. We can kind of make it work with whatever background you have. You just might have to work a little harder and figure out a few things that some people might have right off the cuff.
Well, I'm sure you've already piqued the interest of some of the listeners tuning in today, and thanks for introducing Power Trucks USA franchising and the opportunity so far today. We're speaking with Jeremiah Field, again, the CEO and founder of Power Trucks USA franchising, your local one-stop automotive accessory shop and service center here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving along here, what are the three best revenue streams here available?
So out of the top four top-selling vehicles, they're all trucks. So we do a lot of work on trucks as far as bed covers, running boards, camper shells, ladder racks. But there's also this just unbelievable Jeep presence that's out there now that has become, I mean, it's almost taken over the world, where all these Jeep enthusiasts, everything from soccer moms to business professionals, are getting into the Jeep craze. So those two are two of the top. Again, we do a lot of contractors work, a lot of guys that are, you know, it seems like everyday contractors now are not only getting toolboxes and ladder racks, but also lifting their trucks up when they're going by people's houses. They want to have that look. It gives it a little bit of personal to them. Their trucks all kind of match. It's all about branding. It's all about having a look. And it's amazing how the difference in somebody pulling up in a stock truck to your house to see if you need new windows, as opposed to somebody pulling up in a really clean, lifted, nice looking truck. It just makes you think that they are a little more professional and just have a little bit more going on. And I think that's where a lot of our contractors have really kind of gotten into really boosting their sales from the look of their vehicles, or just gives them that little bit of confidence when they are going somewhere. They're not looking like every other guy on the road or woman on the road.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and that is also interesting at the same time. Here's a loaded question for you and a blunt one. How profitable is a Power Trucks USA franchise?
So without disclosing too much because of our FDD, it's extremely profitable. The ROI is greater than any other franchise that I've looked at. Stores potentially could do millions of dollars very easy. So it is done. You know, we've got numbers from our corporate stores, of course, once we sign some agreements, the FDD comes out. But it is extremely profitable. It is, and the business is only growing. I just saw a review that they said it just, the aftermarket industry just topped over 50 million or 50 billion this year. So that tells you right there, it's not slowing down. I think when I first got into it, it was 10, 12 billion. Now it's up over 50 for aftermarket stuff across the board. It is just, the business is just booming and people are getting more adapt to it. You know, fuel prices are going up, car prices are going up. So everybody's looking to somewhat keep what they got and just kind of refresh it. And that's where we come in. Instead of going and spending $80,000-$90,000 on a new vehicle, we could spend 8 or 10 and make it look like a new vehicle to you. And I think that's where a lot of our business is starting to come into. The guys and gals are not really wanting to spend it on new cars. They'd rather keep what they got. They know what they've got, and they just make it a little bit fancier.
Quite impressive, the numbers shared there. And again, on the other hand, no surprise. Really an awesome opportunity here, folks. Lastly, why should someone become a Power Trucks USA franchisee?
You don't have to go through the struggles of starting a new business. Process is already there. The computer systems are already there. The vendors are already there. You know, if you were to go out and try to start a business like this tomorrow, where do you get parts? Who's got good parts? Who's going to sell you parts that are crap? We kind of eliminated all that, unfortunately, through hardships through the last 15 to 20 years. We have had to figure all that out. The discounts, that's huge. Until you're doing big volume, you're not getting discounts. So you can't compete with online or guys down the road if you're not getting a deep discount. The only way to get a deep discount is to buy. Well, nobody starts out buying millions of dollars worth of parts. It's time and just going through it year after year after year. Well, we broke down those barriers. So the amount of money that you would make quicker and faster is astronomical compared to what I started with when I did my original store and had to find all those hardships. I had to find out what parts weren't good. You know, nothing's worse than ordering something and it comes in and you look at it and you can see right offhand that it's not built to the quality that you would want it. Well, now what do? I've got to find the right part. I got to reorder. We've taken all that out. All you have to do is go, we've got it set up where you get it, the deliveries, the whole 9 yards, and you're able to feel secure on what you're buying and what you're giving people the day you open your doors. I wish I would have had the opportunity, because I'd be a lot in a different spot than I am 15 years later. I would have had a lot easier go at it.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Phil, what an opportunity there to be a part of a franchise like Power Trucks USA franchisee. I'm sure you have definitely piqued the interest of the listening audience, and especially for those that are considering a franchise right now. Or if they weren't, they certainly are now. Where can listeners get all the details online and be in touch accordingly?
So it's powertrucksusa.com, and then there is a Power Trucks USA franchising as well. All the information's out there. It's pretty easy to get to us with different emails and phone numbers that are on the different sites.
And of course, we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast for the listening audience. Again, folks, it is powertrucksusa.com. And for the franchising, it is powertrucksusafranchising.com. Mr. Phil, all the best. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
It was my pleasure as well. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeremiah Phil, the CEO and founder of Power Trucks USA, franchising your local one-stop automotive accessory shop and service center. And for all the details, visit powertrucksusa.com or powertrucksusafranchising.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.